Thank you, Madam Chair. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, we have before us the decisions addressing the committee's work in the coming year. The first, Decision 2 on the Programme of Work of the Standing Committee in 2018, reaffirms the traditional framework for the Programme of Work as established in the 2004 Decision on Working Methods. This includes the March meeting with focus on regional and global operations, the June meeting with attention to international protection and programme policy, and the September meeting devoted to management, finance, oversight, and human resources. The decision authorizes the committee to add or delete items as appropriate and request member states to meet in December to prepare the detailed work plan. The excellent substantive discussion of this week will, I'm sure, inform delegations' reflections upon next year's programme. The decision also calls on UNHCR to be explicit and analytical in its report to the Standing Committee and to submit documentation in a timely manner. We encourage the Office to continue its good efforts in this respect. The decision further underscores the importance of a substantive and interactive debate in our meetings and the need to respect the humanitarian and non-political nature of our work. The next three decisions are also procedural in nature. Decision 3 addresses observer participation in meetings of the Standing Committee in 2017-2018. Decision 4 adopts the standard provisional agenda, also contained in the 2004 Decision on Working Methods for the 69th session of the ExCom. And Decision 5 addresses the participation of intergovernmental organizations in private meetings of the ExCom. Following our consideration today, these decisions will be included in the report of this session, which will be presented for adoption under Agenda Item 14. Thank you, Madam Chair.